Brother Brandon Hartman is going to come and deliver his soul. Amen. Let's help him. Amen.
Praise the Lord, everybody.
Praise the Lord.
Happy to be in the house of the Lord tonight. Not really anywhere else I'd rather be than in God's presence. If you would, before I get started, I want to thank you, Pastor Howard, for the opportunity. I do not take it lightly. If you would, let's turn to 2 Samuel chapter number 3 and verse number 26. Starting verse number 26, it says, "And when Joab was come out from David, he sent messengers from after Abner, which brought him again from the well of Sirah. But David knew it not. And when Abner was returned to Hebron, Joab took him aside in the gate to speak with him quietly, and smote him there under the fifth rib, that he died for the blood of Asahel his brother." Skipping down to verse 30. "So Joab and Abishai his brother slew Abner, because he had slain their brother Asahel at Gibeon in the battle." Skip down to verse 32 through 34. "And they buried Abner in Hebron, and the king lifted up his voice and wept at the grave of Abner. And all the people wept. And the king lamented over Abner and said, 'Died Abner as a fool dieth? Thy hands were not bound, nor thy feet put into fetters. As a man falleth before wicked men, so fellest thou.' And all the people wept again over him." With the help of the Lord, just for a few short minutes, I want to talk about the place of refuge. The place of refuge. If you would, help me pray. We need God's help today. Jesus, we need you, God. We need your touch in this house, God. Oh, God, we've got to have you, Lord. In Jesus' name, in Jesus' name. You may be seated. The word refuge means a place that provides shelter or protection. And another definition with that word refuge is a shelter or protection from danger or distress. The Bible talks about there being six cities of refuge that were in the kingdoms of Israel and Judah. In our text tonight, we read about the city of Hebron, where Abner went to Hebron. That was one of those six cities of refuge. These cities were created to protect anyone who had done some wrongdoing, whether by accident or on purpose. They could go there and they could find protection from anyone who was seeking revenge, maybe to kill them, revenge of death of somebody else that they'd done. So to give a little background on what we read tonight, there had been a war that had been going on between the house of David and the house of Saul. Abner was the commander of the army of Saul, and Joab was the commander of David's army. Saul was now dead at this time, and his son Ish-bosheth reigned in his place. Abner had slain Asahel, the brother, who was the brother of Joab, which we read in chapter 2. And then he fled back to a city of Mahanaim, which was at that time the basically the stronghold or sanctuary for the household of Saul. So Joab at this time was wanting to get revenge and was waiting on an opportunity to avenge his brother's death since that time of the slaying of his brother by Abner. Now, picking up in chapter 3 where we took our text, Abner had just left speaking with David. He left and went to the city of Hebron. Joab, who is, as I stated, the commander of David's army, was not present at that time of the meeting that Abner had with David. After hearing that Abner was in the city of Hebron, Joab knew that he could not do any harm to Abner as long as he stayed in that city. If he stepped out of that city, the city gates, fair game. As we read in our text, Joab was able to convince Abner to leave the protection of Hebron, and there just outside of the city gates, Joab killed Abner. Like Abner, we, in a spiritual sense, as saints of God, we are in a place of refuge, which is the church. We have a protection that those outside of the church, and I don't mean these four walls, but the church, those outside in the world, they do not have that protection. We have a shepherd that looks out for our soul. And as long as we stay inside the walls of the city, our shepherd can warn us of any dangers that may be lurking right outside the gates. Dangers that you and I, we may not think look all that dangerous when we look at them from the outside, past the gates of refuge. However, as the watchman on the wall, our shepherd has a different view, and might I even say a better view. Because he's up on the wall, he's the watchman of the wall, we're down on the ground, so to speak, and just indulge me here. I just want to say, young person or saint of God, we must stay in the church. You may look out past the walls of the church and see things that you want to go experience, things that you want to go do, things that look like fun. And it may even look, to the naked eye, may look appealing. But what we do not see is that just like a mirage, it's not exactly what it seems to be. There may be somebody here tonight that thinks that, hey, it can't be too bad out in the world. I can handle it. I won't get too far out there. I want to get some experience. I'm not going to get bound like all the other backsliders. Young person, sir or madam, do not be deceived into thinking that no harm can become of you. Because if you step just a foot past those gates to experience life, what you don't realize is the moment you step out from the city of refuge, you won't have that same protection. You won't have that same watchman on the wall able to warn you because you're out in front of him. You will become fair game to the spirits of hell that once they get on you and once they grasp a hold of you, they will take you places that you never thought that you could go. They will keep you longer than you ever thought that you would stay. If I could emphasize one main point, that is, don't leave the city of refuge. Don't leave the city of refuge. I'm not perfect. When I was 16, 17, I thought it would be better to, I need to get out, go experience life. I want to make a lot of money. But then God got a hold of me, and I seen some of my personal friends venture out, and I don't even know where they are tonight. I know they're bound. I know that they are not free, that they hate the way that they're living, and they wish that they could break out, but they can't. Because you can't do it on your own. With God's help is the only way you're going to get out. But if you leave God behind, God's not going to be able to be there unless you come back to where you left him. Reading back through verse 32 through 34. And they buried Abner in Hebron, and the king lifted up his voice and wept at the grave of Abner. And all the people wept. Young person, don't be the statistic that we are weeping over. Don't be the one that the king lamented over and said, died Abner as a fool dieth. Don't be the one that the king says, thy hands were not bound, nor thy feet put into fetters, as a man followed before wicked men. In other words, nobody made you go make that decision and make you walk outside the doors. Nobody forced you outside the doors. Well, somebody didn't treat me right. Well, hey, nobody's perfect. But guess what? If you stay within the walls of the sanctuary, the church, there is help, there is strength, there is everything that you need to get over and get through whatever may be happening. Because once you step outside, that's when you realize, I'm on my own. God's behind back there, and he's just, I left him. I'm going to do things on my own. God can't help you when you do that. If you are here and maybe you have already left the city of refuge and you wish that you could get back, well, guess what? You can. Because the gates are still open. The door is not locked just yet. You have but a short time. No man or woman is promised tomorrow. Won't you make that step and that walk back through the gates and back into the presence and the protection of God? God never left you. Rather, you left him. He is in the same spot that you last visited him. Maybe down here at these altars. My, my, my. Do not be like the five foolish that thought that they had enough oil to last them through the night. Because you're going to need a refill again and again and again. And if you are here and you have never taken a step toward God, tonight is your night, like Brother Curry said, to make that step. In just a short walk to these altars, God will meet you here and he will minister to your soul. God will meet you down here and he will minister to your soul. It doesn't take time at all. In closing, I just wanted to reiterate, do not leave the house of refuge. For as Abner did, and we read his example there, it could mean spiritual death for you, spiritually speaking. There is nothing out there in this world that is better than what you will find in the house of refuge. I know it may look all sparkly and may entice your eye, but that's all there is to it. When you bite into that forbidden fruit, it won't taste how it looks. Return to the city of refuge before it's too late. Why don't we lift up our hands and worship the Lord?
Thank you, Jesus. God, I bless your name. I worship you. Let's stand to our feet. Glory be to thy name. Let's pray right now. These words we just heard are specifically for some people that's in this building. Amen. And if that's you that God's talking to and God is calling, you need to give heed. You need to give heed. Do not be a fool. Amen. And leave your sanctuary, your place of safety, your refuge. Let's pray. God, you know every heart. You know every person that's under the sound of my voice. You know the condition of their heart. God, you know those that are drifting, those that are being tempted by Satan to leave the church and go into the world. God, would you convict them right now? Would you convince them by your spirit and by your power? In the name of Jesus, in the name of Jesus. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Amen, amen.